what's up, everybody? You're watching another 101. This time, I'm hooked up with Mike C-Town. And this is actually another reason why I'm glad we created these, because it gives us a chance to talk about artists that, for one reason or another, we wouldn't have a chance to cover on the show. At the time when I asked Mike if he wanted to do this, I didn't know that he was actually planning on doing it on his own channel. So make sure you guys subscribe to Mike's channel, youtube.com/MikeCTown. He's not a review channel, but you know, he does occasionally record reviews about artists here and there. So we're doing B. Dolan's Kill the Wolf. For everybody checking this out, the link to the album is in the description. So click that, you can buy it from there, and definitely make sure you support the artist. B. Dolan is signed to Strange Famous, which is Sage
Francis's
label.
Not signed. B. Dolan don't sign shit.
Okay, because he was.
He's affiliated.
Affiliated.
It's,
okay.
He's on the label. It's kind of a joke. Like, okay. I don't think they do.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, I didn't know that. But he releases his stuff through Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Because at one point, he was going to sign with Def Jam, but then, like, the corporate structure, and was like, yeah, nah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, and walked away from all of that. I actually came across B. Dolan in 2012. It was House of Beats Volume 2 was the first project that I heard from him. And I went back and listened to some of his previous work. But House of Beats Volume 2 was the one that really did it for me and put me on to him. And when I remember listening to it, I was like, man, this dude is really, really dope. So, you know, I think that was the last project he released, right? Since then?
He did three this year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, which I did listen to was good. Like, my shit on that was the one he had, that remix with Sage Francis. I think the interesting thing about him dropping that album, and actually B. Dolan in general, is that he went 3 years without dropping an album, which in today's environment is damn near career suicide. But I think what I like about that is that it really shows that he goes back and he takes his time and he puts all his time, effort, and energy into putting out quality work. And that's what I feel like I got with Kill the Wolf. There's another great project from B. Dolan. What I found interesting with this one was the production. It was a little bit different than some of his earlier work, but I really, really liked it, and I liked the direction that he went with it. B. Dolan, and one of the reasons why I like B. Dolan is that his voice. I think his voice is very commanding. It forces you to listen to him. What I also like about him is that he's serious, but he doesn't take himself too serious. With the letter to Justin Timberlake that he did on House of Beats Volume 1. And then, of course, he did the Who Killed Russell Jones on this one as well. But some of the songs that I really, really liked on here was definitely Lazarus, and that one kind of snuck up on me because it started out real kind of quiet and mellow, and then had that crescendo, and I was like, oh shit, whoa, like where the hell did this come from? But that was really, really dope, and then it kind of set the tone for what you can expect from the rest of the album. And another one that I liked was Stay Inspired. I liked the verse that he was talking about the kids, like he was, you know, babysitting the kids. I thought that was funny. Talking about he'll give his kids some liquor or something. Yeah, I thought that was cool. And then the other thing I liked is kind of like on that one, the beat changed a little bit. Safety Theater was cool. I think what I liked about that one is how he addressed certain social commentary in that, talking about the woman that, you know, she said, you know, I'm not a racist, but when I see a guy of a certain ethnicity walking across the street. So I thought that was good. And he does a good job of addressing those throughout this album. I thought Jailbreak is probably my favorite track on this album. What I like about that one is that in between, like, the verses and certain parts in the song, like, there's the count off with the drums, where the beat will drop out, and then they get the drummer counted back in with the four. I thought that was dope, and I like the way they did it with A$AP Rock. So that was really one of my favorite tracks on here. And then the other thing I like about B. Dolan is that he has like this old school sound, but it doesn't sound like it's forced. It sounds like it's really natural with him. And it really becomes, it really stands out a lot on some of the tracks that he did. And one that I want to talk about is Rats Get Fat. Because when he started that out, it kind of, Slick Rick was the one that came in my head. Like, Uncle Ricky, can you tell me a song, story? And he kind of took that approach. But I really liked that song in there, and then Running the Machine, and, you know, the wolves are, teeth are in you. And overall, man, just the production and you know, B. Dolan's raps and how he addressed, you know, certain topics. I really fuck with this project. I thought it was a really, really good project.
Yeah, B. Dolan's been on my radar for a while. I found out about him through Fallen House, Sunken City, which I think that was his first project, maybe his second project. But either way, that was when I found out about him. And I didn't even know about his affiliation to Sage Francis, who's another one of my favorite MCs. But yeah, he has a presence on the mic. He has a very powerful voice. And what I've always liked about him is he doesn't waste his voice. He's always talking about shit that's very important. But he doesn't beat you over the head with it to the point where you're just like, oh, this is a preachy album, I'm not listening to it. He's actually rapping. So I feel like I've gotten used to his style, so I kind of felt like, you know, I knew what to expect with this album. I felt like, okay, it's gonna be another typical addition to his catalog, because I've liked everything this dude has done. Everything that he's released so far, I've really, really, really enjoyed. So I was like, okay, it's gonna be another B. Dolan album that I really like. But I was actually shocked with this project, because it started off with that, with Lazarus, started off with the B. Dolan that I'm used to, and then it broke out. And like you said, a lot of that had to do with the production. It was a different type of production for B. Dolan. I feel like there was a lot of live instrumentation. There was almost an old school sound to this, like especially in like a track like Graffiti Busters. Like it almost had like a Beastie Boys feel to it. And I think that this brought out a slightly different B. Dolan. B. Dolan, he wrote every single one of these beats, and he's still rhyming about very important topics. Like shit, the whole second verse of Lazarus. That whole second verse, I was just like, God damn, this dude can rap. Like, God's not coming back, Lazarus. There's no justice, it's just us, so ball up your fist and give a fuck. Like, he's always really, really motivational. Graffiti Busters, I like that whole idea that he had of relating graffiti to hip hop, and talking about like how the young people don't really respect the older people. And you know, it's very easy to just pen a track about the whole idea of legends not being respected. But when he puts it in terms of graffiti, I thought that was a really, really creative idea. Jailbreak was definitely a dope track. You left out Buck 65, who's one of my favorite rappers, who his last project, Never Love, was fucking incredible. But yeah, you know, Aesop Rock always does his thing. B. Dolan did his thing. The beat itself was super dope, and I'm not sure who produced it. I wish I knew. I mean, it sounds like it could be a Buck 65 produced beat, but I'm not positive. So no disrespect to whoever produced that track, but either way, you did your thing. I liked the really kind of electro sound for Run the Machine. But we gotta talk about Who Killed Russell Jones for a minute. I thought that track was incredible, because it's very easy for someone to just do a standard, typical fucking tribute track. And that's what I thought it was gonna be. I was like, all right, it's another ODB tribute track. He took a different approach with this. The fact that him being such a poignant rapper, and him being a rapper that always wants you to take a message from his songs, I like how he chose to talk about the social issues that may have contributed to killing ODB. Because I mean, I can't see him just doing a, oh, I love ODB, ODB was this dope rapper type of track. Instead, like, I really feel like him taking that approach was really, really, really dope. But my favorite song this whole album. My favorite song this whole album, All Right. And that was like, I think that was the first single he released. And I believe he actually sent it to me on Twitter, so thank you very much, B. Dolan. But that track, I love it. I'm not saying that I feel good, but I feel all right. Yeah. That's like my favorite phrase right now. Like, anytime anybody asks me, I ain't saying I feel good, but I feel all right. I feel like with B. Dolan, the points could be slightly coded. So sometimes you may have to put a little bit of work in to figure out exactly what he's talking about. But I feel like that makes the track stick longer and harder, because you had to work for a second and then say, oh, that's what he's talking about. And then the idea of that track, the central idea, sticks with your head longer. But yeah, man, this dude, he put out a fucking great project, and I don't see myself growing tired of this.
That was one of the things that I noticed, and I know the production had a lot to do with that, because, you know, it seems like it's almost different from track to track, but then it kind of goes back to what you were saying, like, when you're listening to that, you're trying to pull out certain meanings that you may not have picked up. And like, for instance, I think I was listening to it yesterday, and that's when I really heard the line about the kids.
Oh, the kids.
Yeah, the kids. And I still have been trying to figure out rats get fat. I know I like the beat, I like the approach.
I think he's just talking about corporate entities and not, you know, them and not really giving a fuck about the people that they're fucking over in order to get bigger. I think that's what he's talking about.
See, and I thought when I first listened to it, because I kind of applied that back to the album title, where, you know, you have, you know, almost like these wolves that are preying over like lambs or sheep or whatever, and you gotta go kill the wolves in order to save. So I was trying to think if that's where he was going with just the record label, just music in general.
Right.
So yeah. Sure. So that's kind of what. So I'm still kind of listening to that, and even with Run the Machines, with like when he was talking referencing the teeth. So I was definitely taking the title of the album, and then the artwork which is dope, where you have kind of like the wolves just kind of, you know, looks like they're kind of just eating each other or whatever. Yeah, so I was trying to take that and also apply it to the album, and it kind of goes back to what you're saying, like, you know, there's meaning in the songs and the stuff that he put out, and that was one of the things that I always appreciated about him as well, in addition to just his voice and just kind of the old school feel. But like I said, it doesn't sound forced. It sounds really, really natural. You can place him back there and he'll fit right in. I really like this album, and those are the things that I like, because I like albums that where I have to go back and listen to them over and over again and repeat listen. So I thought that was really dope. But yeah, man, I just encourage everybody like to really go out and pick this up, because he's a really, really dope artist, and he cares about the work, and he cares about the work that he does.
Yeah, if you're watching, I really appreciate you being a poignant rapper. I appreciate you being a thoughtful rapper. I appreciate you putting real life issues into your music and actually giving a fuck about what people take from your music. I like the fact that you are putting out raps that show that you are a real MC, but you're not bashing people over the head very simply with these ideas. I still am of the opinion that Film the Police is one of the best tracks to come out in the past 5 years, easily. And I think it's a really important track. And I think that this is a really important album. I definitely think that what you did with the production, the beats that you chose to go over, it brought out a different monster in you. And I appreciate you taking off 3 years to craft a real project. This is probably the best that you've sounded. And I love all your previous work, but this is the best you've sounded. So I can't praise this album enough. I think it's really, really dope. And yeah, man, just keep doing what you do, because you do great music and you have an impeccable live show. So keep doing that shit.
Yeah, if you're watching, you know, much like what Mike said, I appreciate, you know, the meaning that you put behind the music. And, you know, anybody that watches the show know that type of music kind of pulls me. Like, the first thing that I noticed when I first heard you and listened to House of Bees is that you were just really, really dope, and that was enough. But then you add on, you know, the fact that you care about your art, and then you're actually addressing things that need to be addressed in your art and your craft, you know, just made you even that much doper. So just keep doing what you're doing. And I definitely like the fact that you took a break and took time to put out a dope project. And the direction you took in the music as well was definitely interesting, and added a little bit more life to you and the way you're switching up your flows and all that stuff, man. So overall, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, and I'm gonna continue to support.